91X News.
It's 4 degrees and sunny. I'm Taylor Rankema with 91X News. A coroner's inquest into the death of an OPP officer in southwestern Ontario and a man who was fatally shot in the same shootout opens today in London. The inquest will examine the deaths of OPP Constable Vu Pham in March 2010 and Fred Preston, who died 3 days later from injuries he sustained in the same incident. The inquest is expected to last about 13 days and hear from around 30 witnesses. The new face of the NDP is Quebec MP Thomas Mulcair. He will take the seat today as official opposition leader. Michael McMahon is the president of the Prince Edward Hastings NDP Riding Association. He says he knows Mulcair has a lot to bring to the table.
A brilliant mind, trained in debate, use of the language and use of logic. Mulcair is a debater. Mulcair is he's not going to shrink. He's going to stand and deliver. And Stephen Harper's got an opponent that's going to really cause him some problems.
McMahon says he believes Mulcair is the man who will help the NDP make their gains in the West. Federal Justice Minister Rob Nicholson says the government still sees a social need for laws to control prostitution. Nicholson says the government is reviewing today's Ontario Court of Appeal ruling that a ban on brothels is unconstitutional. The justices wrote that the safest way to sell sex is for a prostitute to work indoors in a location under her control. Lawyer Alan Young, who launched the challenge, says that reverses a long-standing feeling that sex trade workers are second-class citizens who don't have rights. And the Royal Bank chief economist Craig Wright says Ottawa could be on track to eliminating the deficit as much as 2 years ahead of schedule. The bank says an improving economic landscape is putting Finance Minister Jim Flaherty on a more solid ground going into Thursday's budget.
We're still of the mind that Europe is contained, and we're also viewed that U.S. recovery is taking hold, and I think the developments over the last couple of months have all moved in favor of those sort of assumptions.
The Royal Bank estimates the deficit could be as low as $20 billion for the current fiscal year because revenues have been well above expectations while expenses have stayed well below them. And police say a one-year-old child has died after apparently being hit by a pickup truck operated by a family member on a farm in Milton, Ontario, just west of Toronto. Halton Regional Police says the girl was taken by the family to a hospital in Guelph on Sunday afternoon and then transferred to McMaster Children's Hospital in Hamilton. The child died late Sunday night. Police say the Collision Reconstruction Unit is investigating the incident. The name of the girl and the address of the farm have not yet been released, but investigators say alcohol was not a factor. That's 91X News to 404. Here's Dan Canatero with sports.
Good afternoon. I'm Dan Canatero with 91X Sports. This Saturday, the busiest day of the week on the hockey schedule, NHL is embracing to have all 30 teams committing to scaling back on energy. There are 10 games scheduled that evening. Arenas begin 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. local time, committed to scaling back on energy during gameplay. Speaking about the NHL, there are 6 games taking place on the frozen water tonight, with 3 Canadian teams in action. Philly hosts the struggling Lightning. The last place Jackets are in the Motor City to take on the Wings. Flames are just 3 points out of the postseason, look to burn Louis Erickson and the Stars. Erickson currently leads the Stars in scoring with 26 goals and 68 points. Los Angeles heads north of the border to take on the Canucks. Kings defenseman Drew Doughty looks to get into double digits in goals on the season. Doughty popped a Geno on Bobby Lou last time the two teams were in action. Van City looks to extend their modest 2-game winning streak to 3 games. There are 9 games upon us in the association tonight. Toronto Raptors look to rebound against Dwight Howard's Orlando Magic. In other notable action, Celtics fly to Charlotte to beat up on the league's worst Bobcats. Blake Griffin and Chris Paul look to tag team the lonely New Orleans Hornets. And the Chicago Bulls will be likely missing 2011 MVP Derrick Rose as they take on Ty Lawson and the Nuggets. Rose has missed the last 6 ball games. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Taylor Rankema of 91x Weather.
It's looking a little more like it should this time of year outside. Today, sunny with the wind gusting up to 50 kilometers per hour and a high of +3. Tonight, clear and dropping down to a low of -7. Tomorrow, sunny and cloudy late in the afternoon with a high of +4. And for Wednesday, cloudy with a 70% chance of showers and a high of 12. It's 4 degrees. I'm Taylor Rankema with Dan Canatero, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5 o'clock.
This is 91X.